Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Four Guys One Bracket podcast, episode 2. And we're just going to hop straight into it this week, I think, with some matchups. How's everyone, first of all, handling the COVID-19? Give me one thing, each of you, that you're doing to kill the time.
I'm playing a lot of video games.
Masturbating.
I'm sleeping. Nice.
I'd say masturbating as well, but that's not killing a lot of time for me. So,
Zing.
We jumped straight into it. We had some giant killings last week, and I think we got some good matchups this week. So, first of all, we have the Bobcats versus the UCL Emperors. The Bournemouth Bobcats have a uni reveal picture, which is nice. They've got this grey camo with blue detailing, with white pants and a white lid. And then UCL Emperors have two uniforms. They've got a purpley blue as the main piece with a light baby blue around the shoulders. And then they've got a purple and black uni as well, both with silver lids. Firstly, my thoughts on this. Bournemouth Bobcats uniforms are fresh. These UCL uniforms are horrible. But what do you think, James?
I am the absolute opposite. This digital camo is shocking. And I hate it. And both UCL unis are better, in my opinion.
That's outrageous. What about you, John?
See, to be fair, I am in the side of normally digital camo usually looking pretty trash, but I think the Bobcats are a exception to that rule for me. I really like the I think it's the white pants as well, because it gives that all, it's like that all light strip. It actually looks really good.
And what about you, Will?
First of all, can we just say that we need to get James off this podcast if he is going to get about these Bournemouth TV, because they are absolute fire. They are so good. The camo is so nice. The numbers, the colour on the numbers just work perfectly.
Yeah.
They're absolutely beautiful. UCLUs aren't bad. They beat a lot of bad ones we had in last week's episode, but they're just nothing on these Bobcats ones.
I've got to say, these Bobcats are some of the worst so far at the competition.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus, James. That's outrageous. What a statement.
The camera is so bad. If they were all white with the blue trim, beautiful. Can't do this camo.
I just think it adds a little something, though, with the camo. But it adds a little something, because otherwise, is it too plain? I love the numbers. They look seriously nice.
But it's just incongruous. It goes all this grey digital camo and then just to a straight plain white pant. Maybe with a digital camo pant, I might be...
They could probably do with a better pant, I think. Even though the white pant is still nice, but I think potentially if they had some actual made pants like the Jets or other people on last week's, then...
They've got the stripe, the sort of slash mark on the shoulder, which doesn't totally make sense with the digital camo, but I just think this is a nice uniform. And I think UCL's, it falls into that weird, like, usually I quite like a colour that bounces off another colour, but I think especially that kind of light blue with the purpley blue, I think that's a nasty looking uniform. Shout out to their helmet logo, though. That is very nice.
Yeah, can we also say shout out to Bobcat's logo? I just think it's, like, pretty slick.
Yeah, they're both good.
We're giving that as a 3-1 from the sounds of it to the Bobcats.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Outrage.
Then we've got, moving on, we have Leicester versus Nottingham. We've got Leicester Longhorns, who wear a dark green strip with a longhorn, like the Texas Longhorns, on the front in green, on the front of their helmet. And then they've got a forest green, two-shade green camo jersey with white numbers, I assume might be an away jersey. And then Nottingham have a yellow jersey with forest green pants and then forest green on the numbers. What do you think about this, Will?
The Longhorns away one, the camo one that's actually more static, is offensive to my eyes. It's absolutely horrendous. They just need to bin that one off and go with this really slick, dark green one with the white numbers. That looks so much nicer. They could also bin off the Texas Longhorn completely ripped off logo that's sitting at the front of their lids and just go with straight white lids, or even move it to the side. I'd be happy with that. I'm not sure if I want to mark them down because their static one is so horrid. Nottingham's one, really tight, really slick. Not much more to say about it.
What do you think, Josh? Go, Josh.
Yeah, so I'll just quickly say about this Leicester Longhorn situation. I can't quite figure out what that camo kit is. I think it's like their old kit, but then they replaced it with this dark green one, this new one. But they sort of whip it out still and they use this camo because they did the whole uniform reveal. So it was like on their Instagram and Facebook, it looked like, oh, they've switching over. But then they continued using the camo one. So I feel like they just moved it from like their main kit to an alternate kit. And like Will said, it's fucking offensive. It's horrible. It's exactly like what I said about the whole digital camo with Bournemouth Bobcats. It's like the opposite of that. It's just terrible. And again, the Longhorn decal on the front is absolutely garbage. It's just stupid.
Kids at university make bad decisions, and I feel like they've asked for that uniform to keep being used, and they...
Yeah, you're right.
They'll look back and they'll be like, Jesus, look at the state of that.
You're right.
They've also got the Longhorns logo, and they managed to trap the nose of the Longhorn underneath their front clip, and it just messes with the whole look.
Yeah, I'll say this, as you say, the camo colour... or camo clear strip, terrible. The solid green strip, beautiful. I think the Nottingham strip is actually gold, not yellow, because they refer to them as the gold team when they talk about it, because they've got an A and a B team. But yeah, Nottingham Uni, good uni, and a solid kit. Tough one this week.
Yeah, I think we've not spoken about Nottingham enough. I think that's a really nice uni. I think the colours are a really good match. Like you say, probably more gold than yellow. And then a lot of these players have got a lot of swag, and I like it. So they're getting a lot of props for their players rocking the uni as well.
What's
the voting situation? So my vote's going to be for Nottingham. James?
Yeah, I think Nottingham Midget, just because they're Longhorns away kit drags down there. Very nice home kit, unfortunately.
And Josh?
Yeah, Nottingham for me. I didn't really say anything during, like, on Nottingham, but I think it's like, it's as iconic as Uniball can be. This is like, I think it's quite like, you see this kit and you know exactly who it is because they are one of the better teams in Uniball. And yeah, I just like it a lot.
Will?
Yeah, clean sweep.
Clean sweep, 4-0 Nottingham. I don't know if anyone else is getting that, but Josh, you're a little bit in and out there.
Oh, am I? Interesting. I see what I can do.
So the next matchup briefly to stay on that, if anyone from the Longhorns ever listens, just trash that other kit and you might have stood a chance in that one. So
yeah.
The Sunderland Spartans versus the Sheffield Sabres. And one of these teams was a big surprise to me in the Sabres because I had no idea who they were. And suddenly these are some clean looking unis. But what do you think, James?
So the Sunderland Spartans, orange is always a rusty colour and it's not very good, this one, with the construction of the kit as well. Sabres, however, as you say, are tasty. One thing they're letting Sabres down, though, is that shocking font on the front for their name of their team. Everything else about this kit is mint.
Yeah, I agree. What do you think, Will?
The Sunderland Spartans in their dull orange are the worst one I've ever seen. I have nothing to do during the day, and I'm upset I had to take time out my day to research these boys' unis. They should just drop out of the league immediately.
Jesus.
I should say, I feel like we should put this out there as well, that in this photo, each helmet, not only do they have the dullest uniform, we've got a yellow one with a red face cage, a black one with a white face cage, a white one, a red one with a red face cage, and a black one with a red face cage. It's a mess. It's a mess.
You guys have got to stop going first. And then, like, you're literally ripping on everything. As soon as I see a photo, I'm like, this, I'm going in. And then everyone just fucking cleans it up before I get there.
Like you're playing your career then, Josh.
you've got the floor then, Josh. Talk to us about these uniforms.
Well, I mean, what is there left to say? Anything I'm going to say about the Spartans is they wear socks like the Chicago Bears, and if the Chicago Bears fan hates them, then clearly we're all going to hate them. So fuck the Spartans.
I didn't get as far as the socks.
The Sabres, like, I'm in with you guys. Like, it's a really nice kit. I don't like the font on the front, like with the Sabres bit, but you know, they've obviously tried to put their own flair and spin on it. Apart from that, it's a really, really nice kit.
Easy.
Group for Sheffield 4-0. We'll move on to the Liverpool Raptors versus the Glasgow Tigers. This is a heavyweight matchup. Liverpool Raptors have gotten a blue jersey with white lids and then white socks, white shorts, and white numbers. And then they've got the inverse of that for their away, which is an all-white kit with just blue name, blue numbers. And then Glasgow Tigers, a bit like Nottingham, probably one of the more recognisable ones. They've got that Clemson paw print on the black lid and then orange detailing on a black jersey. So as you've been complaining, Josh, what do you think about these two?
So for me, this matchup is just like the battle of the generic uniforms. Like, if you were to watch any movie that had a spice of American football in it, you would probably see these two teams on the field at the same time. Like, the Raptors is just, like, especially that bottom photo. Maybe it's because it's primarily, like, impulse lids as well, but it looks quite nice, I'll give them that, but it just looks terrible at the same time. It looks like generic movie stars in football kit pretending to throw football. I can't remember what it is, but there's that iconic scene of one where they're like throwing a football and he's just throwing it like a complete idiot. And that's just what this reminds me of. So they're both pretty terrible to me.
What do you think, James?
Don't bag on impulse lids, Josh. Found that earlier. Mr. Big Dick Nick is rocking one in the NFL.
Does not care about it.
I will say, yeah, they are, as Josh says, plain. Like, it's just not really much going on. It's just, yeah, the detailing is, yeah, plain is how I would describe them.
Separate the two for us then, James. Which one's prominent at the minute?
Sorry, which one's what?
Which one's getting your vote at the minute?
Oh, God. It's probably the home kit, the blue kit for the Raptors, I think, gets my vote.
I realised quickly I didn't do my vote. Glasgow get my vote because they've got orange face cages and that's kind of different, so I respect that.
And what about you, Will?
So the thing I'm finding with the Liverpool Raptors is the same comment that I had about the East London Phoenix the other week, that you've got a Raptors team but you're wearing them blue. There's a there's an adult team called the Raptors and I think they wear green, which is more like what you'd expect the a Raptors sort of colour kit to be. And I just find that light blue and white, A, is nothing to do with the Raptors, and B, just doesn't really work. I think Worcester Royals used to try and run the same kind of colour concept. It just doesn't work at all. So, yeah, Glasgow Tigers for me, mostly because I just love orange and black as a combination.
Yeah, I'm struggling because I respect a team that's got two uniforms and usually like a white out with just like a single detailing. Is a big plus for me. But there, like you say, there's something about this kit that just looks super basic, super boring. And like they're in a show that they don't have the rights for the NFL, so they've chosen the Raptors. And yeah, like you say, you can do some cool stuff with like maybe green, or you could do some cool stuff with grey. for the Raptors and Glasgow, while it's probably like fairly poorly pulled off for what it could be a really cool uniform, I think that's going to get my vote. So it's 3-1, Glasgow go through. Next up, we've got Cambridge versus Lincoln. Cambridge rocking a kind of... Describe this for me, Will. You like your colours?
I can't even describe. I was just thinking. I wonder what colour Sean's going to describe this as, because I cannot work out.
Yeah, it's mint green, but left out in the sun.
Yeah,
for like 2 years.
Really bad mint green.
it's grey. We call it grey. It's an off green, like kind of a dry boogie green. And then we've got the colonial. So and then they wear white lid, and then we've got the colonials. Lincoln Colonials, who wear yellow jersey with navy numbers and then black lids. What do you think about this, Will?
It's got to go to the Colonials, this one, hasn't it? I mean, the yellow jerseys aren't great by any stretch of the imagination, but there's one dude rocking it there with the yellow socks, which kind of makes it a bit better. But those Cambridge ones are just absolutely horrid, with the plain black pants as well that don't really fit, but they're obviously just the cheapest ones they could get in bulk, so they're just going with them.
What do you think, Josh?
Yeah, it's not even worth discussion for me. Just give it to the Colonials. Cambridge, I don't know what they're doing.
And same for you, James?
Yeah, Colonials isn't a good uniform, but it's leaps and bounds above that mint green vomit that Cambridge wear.
I will say, I feel like the Colonials, Lincoln Colonials, are getting bagged on a little bit here. I think for the player being navy sleeves, yellow socks, or yellow sleeves and yellow socks, I think this has got real opportunity to look like a really clean uniform. And I just think maybe some of the guys on here aren't doing it justice, but yeah. Cambridge, I think, are a strong vote so far for the ugliest looking uniforms. It's nasty. So we go 4-0 for Lincoln. Next up, we have the Huddersfield Hawks, who are wearing a like electric blue uniform with white numbers and then yellow detailing around the neck and under the arms with blue pants, versus the Cardiff Cobras, who wear red jersey, black number, black helmet, and black pants with a small red and white detailing down the side. I'm going to try and not be too bad, because the university team I coach for plays Cobras, and I've seen these in the cold light of day. So what do you think about these, Josh?
Okay, so if we go with Cobras first, I actually really like the red. I think it's like a really good shade of red. Couple that with around the neck, you probably will notice that they've got like a snakeskin texture just on that V line of the neck. I think that looks really nice. Good. Yeah, for like again, a lot of teams go in with this digital or all these patterns and they like overdo it. But the Cobras, for me, I think they've added like a real subtle amount of it, and then the rest of it's just generic football kit with some black pants, but is actually decent because it's got a red stripe on. So yeah, I think it's a solid kit. And then the Hawks, normally when you see like blue and yellow, it seems to be like quite a different kit to see in Uniball, but or Britball in general, but for some reason every team that we seem to be doing at the moment seems to have yellow in it, so it's actually getting quite old quite fast. So for me, Cobras get it.
They've also got a yellow streak down the side of the jersey and then a white streak down the side of the pant.
Yeah.
Which is actually, I've just literally noticed it and it's really pissed me off. So I don't need to say any more. I mean, Cardiff's uniform is fine, but that's pissed me off. So the Hawks definitely won't get my vote. What do you think, James?
I'm getting, what's it called? San Diego Chargers vibes from the Hawks, minus that mental yellow stripe. I think without yellow stripe, if they had a white stripe down the side, as you say, definitely would be a contender. As for the Cobras, I like they got the detailed pant, different colour, not a solid colour pant, they got the stripe down the side. It's a tough choice for me though, it's pretty much a coin flip, so Cobras, I guess, just about for me.
And what about you, Will? What do you think?
I feel a bit like Josh at the moment in that every comment and key little nug that I had lined up has already been said. I mean, like, if they'd have gone with that yellow stripe down the side of the pants so it runs all the way down, that would have looked really tight. But because it's a bit different, it's really pissing me off, and I'm just going to bin them straight away for that. Cardiff, it's really hard to make a red uniform look really good, I think. And I think Cardiff have absolutely nailed it. The classic less is more for them. So they run just a little bit of the snakeskin around the collar, and it's just enough for it to add just that little bit. Black numbers on the red jerseys with the white team name across the middle. Beautiful. Cobras all the way.
We played against them a few times, well, three times this year, and I must say as well, something that they do well is all of their players have black lids, black face cages, so they keep it fairly tight. So a 4-0 sweep for the Cobras. Next, we've got the Stirling Clansmen, who are in a green jersey with white lettering, with black pants, and then a mixture of white and black socks. And they are up against the Bath Spa Bulldogs, wear a black jersey with your choice of gold or black lid, apparently, black pants, white numbers, and then kind of a gold detailing that kind of almost like a ram's horn points up to the chest. As our native Bath Spa expert, Will, would you like to talk us through this matchup?
Stirling Clansmen's just generic green. Not really a lot to say about it. It's a bit boring. But these Bath Spa ones are absolutely fresh. Absolutely lovely. I think if they all went with gold lids.
What are you talking about?
That's the only thing I'm
saying. Lying.
If they all went with gold lids,
then don't betray yourself, Will. Betray yourself. Consider your swag.
I've got to be good to my boys, all right? What I will say, all right, Bath Spa is a small university. They don't have the funding that most unis do. So a lot of this got to be done off their own back, and they do a really good job. The small kind of uni they do, it's all fucking dance, drama, and performing arts anyway. So it's no actual athletes like most unis. We don't have a sport on Wednesday afternoon like every uni does. So we're doing well for what they've got, all right? It's a nice uni. Give me them over the shitty Stirling Clansmen.
You're a goddamn fool.
Will, just for context, what's the worst you've ever been beat as a Bath Spa Bulldog?
I think it was 96-0. But asterisk, this was back in the day before we divisionalised. This was against the Swansea Titans, who are now basically like, well, obviously UE Bullets have won the Natty this year. But if they hadn't, then
we'll
Titans could have beaten
we'll
them.
Talk about that.
Save it. Save it for another one.
I'll just talk briefly about, I think Bath Spa's uni is fairly horrible. I saw this in the fresh, sorry, and it was not fresh. Somehow they've made a blackout not look cool. And then Stirling Clansmen, I can't tell, someone might be able to tell me differently, but if those are like forest green matte lids, that is so baller, it's unreal. They get my vote. Talk to me, Josh.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure those Stirling lids are black, but I agree. It would be amazing if they were forest green.
Are forest green from
are
Google.
They? Oh, my Lord. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, I mean, even have to have a discussion then. I will have a discussion anyway, because this isn't because Will's in the chat and Bath Spa. I've said this on occasion outside of this podcast. Bath Spa unis, fucking horseshit. Like, they are absolutely terrible. I bagged on the old Raptors and whoever else was back a couple of rounds ago, saying that they had generic unis, but these are the most generic. Like, NCAA 14 on the PS3, Xbox, whatever. When you create a team or create your guy for Road to Glory, this is the first uni that loads up. That's all it is. It's terrible. And it can't even coordinate on the lids. Like, I'm sorry, but if you can't even do that, why even bother? So they're definitely not going through.
There's lots of other teams that don't coordinate.
And that you're completely right. But when you've got zero going for you, you at least spend the time to be like, all right, we haven't got good unis, but we'll sit down and coordinate lids. But they ain't even done that, so fuck Bass Fire Bulldogs. Terrible.
Don't die on this hill, Will.
I tell you what, though. I've just seen that James has just dropped a little new nugget of information in the in the chat, which is these Clansmen's away jerseys that look two-tone, white top, fade into the black that slash forest green underneath, and they are lovely.
And they are
really, really, really nice. So,
yeah.
I was about to call out the person who did the research for this university, and then I realised it was me, so I held my tongue.
Oh my goodness, I've just seen the photo of these Klansmen white jersey. Yeah, oh my goodness. Suddenly a serious contender.
Yeah. We have to put that one forward going forward because that could be right up there.
Can we clarify where your vote's going to land, Will?
I'm abstaining.
So we have our first.
I'm going to vote for Sterling. Yeah. So let's just call
it 3-1. We'll let Will have his vote. He can stay loyal to his
Stay as loyal to his boys, and then also loses all respect. People will just pause when you go to talk, Will. They just I can ignore it. I'm listening to my podcast. The missus has asked me a question. Oh, Will's talking. Yeah, I'll take my headphones off. Next up, we have the Southampton Stags, fuck Stags, and the Stafford Stallions. The Stags have a white uniform with red numbers and then a sort of burgundy lid with a white face cage with a stag on the top, and then they've got an all burgundy uniform with the burgundy lids, white face cage. Then Stafford Stallions have a red uniform with some white detailing, white numbers, black pants, and then the white lid with a red face cage. What do you think of these, James?
I'll say the Stags away kit, very 80s Britball to me. I do like the orange burgundy kit, to be fair. Again, risky colour going orange for the Stallions. Yeah, I think I'm going to have to go with the Stags on this one.
What do you think, Josh?
Yeah, give me the Stags. I like the... To be honest, the away kit, the white kit, doesn't really make sense, like the reds in it compared to the burgundy lid. But that burgundy-like colour rush is tasty. And they have got a nice logo, to be fair to them. So I'll go Stags too.
What do you think about this, Will?
Yeah, I think massive respect that they've gone with a lot of unis that have different coloured jerseys, just keep the same pants, but they've gone like all in on it. So they've gone with the burgundy top and burgundy bottom. And then when they've gone to get their away kit with the white lids, they've also gone and got an extra set of bottoms so they can match them. You know, massive respect to that. Really like the burgundy. The white away ones, they look a little bit baggy. I don't know if it's just because the dude in the photo is like a third stringer who got there last and just happened to get like an XXL jersey, but they look a little bit baggy.
Stags are third stringers.
Heard it here first. And then, I mean, you talk about Bass Fire being generic. I mean, look at these Staffordshire boys. Get them out of here. Southampton all the way.
So I'll say, those Staffordshire Stallions unis that, James thinks it's orange. I think it's red. What we do know is it's nasty. Even though the photos we've got, guys have tried to colour rush it, you can see that it's not like a proper red. The Stags uniforms, I saw you guys wear these once for an away game and they were a bit baggy, but I'm fairly sure they've got new white uniforms because we played them this year and their white uniforms looked pretty fresh. And the burgundy nice as well. I think the helmets look really smart. I love the fact that they've got burgundy and then the white and then with the stag on it. It's probably the best thing about the university football team is their uniforms. So a 4-0 sweep for the Stags.
Yep.
I also agree they've probably got one of if we're doing helmet rankings, the helmet would be right up there. But I'll save it for the helmet.
Save it for the helmet bracket. Then who have we got? Oh, one moment. I've lost myself in the photos. We've got the Teesside Cougars versus the Solent Red Hawk. The Teesside Cougars have two jerseys. They've got a Texan style like deep steel blue with red around the neck and white numbers.
Steel.
And they've got a kind of solar flare pattern on the pants, which is quite nice with white and red detailing. And then they are up. They've got a white away uniform, which is kind of Cardinals-esque. They've got a lot of NFL uniforms, with like a white back plate, red numbers. And then they've got different pants for those as well, black with a red square around the pant. And they are against the Solent Red Hawks, who they've got an all red jersey with red pants, white socks, all white helmet and face cage, white numbers. And then they've got an away version where they've got a white jersey with a reddy orange number on. I think this is a seriously good uniform matchup, but what do you think, Will?
I mean, I don't like it's not just because they're the Texans, but I don't really rate their Texans style home kit that much. I much prefer their away one. One thing I have noticed about the away one, the more I look at it, is that it's got a red strip at the top that says Cougars and what looks like a red strip at the bottom, but that's actually not a red strip at the bottom. That's everyone wearing coordinated Under Armour, red Under Armour. You see, there's one dude that's not bothered with it. So everyone else has done it. So it's actually good swag from the team to all coordinate with their Under Armour. The Red Hawks, though, that away uni with the white one with the red pants and the guy in the front there scoring his little tutty with his white socks looks absolutely fresh. Absolutely love that one. Not too sure on the full red colour rush, but that away one is beautiful.
What do you think, Josh?
Yeah, not a huge amount to add, to be honest. I think I definitely would go Red Hawks. It's generic, but it's, I don't know, like they've done nothing with it and they've not tried to do anything with it. And for that reason, I think it actually works. Like the addition of like the white socks and stuff like that, I just think it looks real good. Like there's a guy in the background who's wearing like grey Under Armour and black Under Armour as well. And it just doesn't look that good, but I think when guys have actually tried and they've added like red bicep bands or white socks and stuff, it actually looks real good. So yeah.
What do you think, James?
I'm taking the home kit for the Cougars because I really like that one. That's all I got to add, really.
I'm a bit torn on this one. I think exactly what Josh is saying, there's kind of a plus and a negative with this Red Hawks one. They're pretty smart uniforms. They're basic, but they are like well done. Nice numbers, easy to like coordinate your swag with it. I like a white helmet, white face cage. The NFL style uniforms are nice. And they've clearly, you know, they've put some effort into it, like Will was saying. They've all got the same pants, they're all wearing the same socks. But I think Solent are going to edge it for me just. So we got 3-1, Solent.
Yep.
I'm amazed that you didn't vote for those Texans home unis. I thought you were that in, that you would have just been all
over. Oh, the Texans home unis are trash, though. So we've got... not a hot take. Just boring. Then we've got the final matchup for today that we'll do is the Worcester Royals versus the UCL Rams. Worcester Royals wear a white colour rush with a sort of navy blue numbers with gold outlines. Everything else is all white. And then we've got the UCL Rams who have a red jersey with black pants and then like a white outline around black numbers. I think these Worcester uniforms have the opportunity to look really nice, but they kind of just look really average. I think they just pip it over a kind of another basic UCL Rams jersey. Props to them for getting McDonald's to sponsor them, but it also makes them look ridiculous. and it's some of these guys do look like they've been sponsored by McDonald's. So I'm giving it to the Royals. But what do you think, James?
The Royals are pretty much a carbon copy, it seems, of the Brunel Burners white uniform. So if they end up going against each other, it'll be interesting. But yeah, the Rams, even without the McDonald's logo, are pretty plain. So yeah, Royals for me.
What do you
think? Yeah, you said they're a carbon copy of the Brunel Burners. Also a carbon copy of the Torbay Trojans Adult Bowl. It's another one that, like Sean said, a whiteout has potential to be really good, but if you cock it up, it just looks absolutely terrible. The Rams is a bit more Cardiff Cobras-y with the red with the black numbers. And, you know, as you said, big props for the McDonald's sponsor. My vote goes to the Rams here. I think that red jersey's quite nice, but I don't like that Worcester Rolls cock up with the whiteout.
So, Josh, to decide it, are we going for a tie or...?
No, give me them Royals all day. I'm a sucker for a white kit. So, I mean, they instantly sort of win that for me anyway, even though, as people pointed out, it doesn't look that good. And the Rams for me are an exact bang on description of like what someone was saying earlier about the Cobras wearing red and actually pulling it off. This is what it looks like when you don't wear red very well, in my opinion. And like the addition of the whole McDonald's sponsor, great for them as a club and all that, but it just makes them look really stupid, in my opinion. So give me the Royals.
So Royals win it 3. I thought just before we go, just to sign off real quick, could you give us your favourite uni of today's episode? James, give us yours.
Oh God, let me go quickly through them. I will say my favourite uniform is probably going to be the Sabres kit minus the font.
And Josh, yours?
Oh, give me Nottingham. It's just, yeah, I like it. It's good.
And yours, Will? And mine will be, with the addition of that white uniform, probably the Clansman, although a shout out to Nottingham, like Josh said, that's an iconic uniform as far as iconic can be in Ripple. That's all the matchups from us. We'll post them all on Twitter. Thank you for listening and see you next time.
Peace.